Proclamation number 8744 of 4th of February, 1964. There is only one truth. This one comes from God. Only from me can the light shine for you, because I am the source of light from eternity. And that is why you can also only receive information from me if you are moved by questions which concern spiritual areas. Because in this area I alone am the Lord. I alone know about everything, and I alone also have the power to answer your questions truthfully, by me supplying you with the knowledge about it through my spirit. And that is why I also want that you present every question which moves you to me for answer. I want that you occupy yourselves with it in remembrance and submit every ambiguity to me, so that I now can also give you information about it. And that is why it would be so easy for you to move in purest truth, because I alone know about everything, but also love you so that I do not want to leave you in error. But you only rarely turn to me with questions which you cannot answer yourselves, and then it is also easy that error is brought near to you, because my opponent knows about all weaknesses and he always finds connection, where an earnest desire for truth does not deny him the entrance. Where I now obviously guide truth to earth, where you obviously can speak of divine revelations, there the error is clearly pointed out by me, and you are taught according to truth. Man himself can extend his spiritual wealth when he asks me questions, but which must always touch spiritual areas because divine revelations are always about the supply of spiritual material, of knowledge, which has nothing to do with the world and its demands. And as soon as therefore disputes arise between men about spiritual thought material, then also the right opportunity is given to present these disputes to me myself and to desire enlightenment, and truly, you will receive this in fullest truth and increase in knowledge, in a spiritual thought material, which will remain with you in eternity. Because truth always and forever remains the same. It never changes and will also always only make happy, never disappoint. But if you walk along in error, then you will never be able to be happy, because error is belonging to my adversary, and he will never seek to make you happy, but always hinder you to find true happiness, which however means for you truth coming from me. And whether men also want to deny that there is an absolute truth, then also this thought has been whispered to them by my opponent, because there is only one truth. And this goes out from me. If the human being believes that he can look at everything from different angles and now believes something to be truth just because it appears so to him, then he is already in deepest error because he speaks a relative truth. Truth is absolute, unique, and not to be overthrown by however fine a formulation. It cannot be regarded by one as such, by another as such, for it cannot be refuted, because there is only ever one truth, and this is with God as the eternal truth itself. And I do not contradict myself, neither do I formulate the truth in such a way that it can be understood differently, but in all clarity I convey it to you humans who only desire the truth. For I alone know and recognize everything. I alone am the source from which pure truth comes forth. I alone also have the power to impart the truth to my creatures. As soon as they are self-aware. Even if, due to freedom of will, I cannot prevent this truth from being deformed again and again. For my adversary does this again and again in order to assert himself, and every person is free to choose from whom he accepts his spiritual knowledge. but he will only have the guarantee of truth with me. And man can certainly, as a result of his degree of maturity, more or less recognize truth as such, and therefore also hold the opinion that truth is relative, as every man considers it from himself. But then this only proves a very low degree of maturity, and he will also not change his judgment until he himself has increased the degree of maturity of his soul, what is only possible through love work alone. And thus the person who is willing and active in love will always be approached by the truth, whereas the rejection of truth is also evidence of a loveless nature in the human being, who then only ever lets his intellect speak and cannot be instructed by his spirit within himself, which is only awakened through a life of unselfish neighborly love. And in this alone you men find the explanation of the different thinking. You find in it the explanation why truth is not recognized and why mankind moves in such confused thinking. Love is missing, and without love man has only a very low degree of realization. Without love he does not desire truth, and without love he will also not recognize it as truth, however always be open-minded for teachings, which my adversary has put into the world to proceed against truth, which will always be and remain his endeavor. For he only ever requires darkness of spirit for his activity in order to have complete success. To prevent people from the right realization. Amen.